He does not find satisfaction in his prior disapproval, but employs it once more in this context. I speak as if I were delirious, I more so. I surpass them, I am superior. Even though he held clear evidence of his higher status, he still refers to this matter as foolishness. However, if they were false apostles, he shouldn't have mentioned his superiority by comparison, but rather undermined their claim to be ministers entirely. Well, he did discredit it, stating, "False apostles, deceitful workers, posing as apostles of Christ." Yet he does not proceed this way at present, as his discourse was to be subject to thorough examination. And nobody asserts their case in an examination. Rather, by drawing a comparison initially, he disproves it based on evidence, a forceful denial. Moreover, it's their viewpoint he shares, rather than laying down his personal assertion when he asks, "Are they ministers of Christ?" Having professed, "I more," he pursues his comparative argument, demonstrating that he upholds the mark of the apostleship not just by mere statements, but by providing evidence from his experiences. Setting aside all his miracles, he begins with his trials. Thus he says,